General Aviation's third quarter scorecard. We get an update from Pete Funtz of Gamma. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The General Aviation Manufacturers Association compiles various statistics of the GA marketplace and publishes aggregate numbers for the industry as a whole. If you want the pulse of the industry, these numbers are more meaningful than the individual results of any particular company. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell had the chance to sit down yesterday with Gamma President Pete Funtz to review the third quarter of 2008 and take a look ahead.
We have the good fortune today to be speaking to Pete Funtz, but there's no question that with the Gamma third quarter numbers that there's an awful lot to discuss, some things that are kind of surprising and on the upside, and some things, well, we're looking for better times. Pete, what does the third quarter look like to you from the perspective as a leader of Gamma?
Well, Jim, obviously we're reporting numbers that are based on orders that were made well in the past. A couple years ago for a lot of the jet aircraft and turboprop aircraft. You know, I am obviously concerned about our numbers being down on the piston, in the piston marketplace, and having those orders being fulfilled now with the deliveries for third quarter. We're concerned about the turbulence that we're in with the global economy and what kind of storm clouds are on the horizon as far as what the true depth of the economic slowdown we're having and what the duration will be. So we've got some big concerns.
Well, one thing that's obvious from the numbers, obviously turbine is holding its own under the circumstances and, in fact, showing some gains. However, the piston market's a bit more volatile, and it's a little bit easier to cancel or delay the delivery or an order in process. Is it just simply a matter at this point that pistons are going to be taking the most immediate hit?
Yeah, I think that that's a result of where the piston customer falls on the whole spectrum of uncertainty in economic times, availability of credit, and just what kind of income you have. Let's say you're buying a piston aircraft, a high-performance piston for business right now, and yet you've got uncertain times ahead that you look to as to how your business will fare, whatever it may be, in a stagnant or an economy that's not doing very well. And so that type of uncertainty will probably give you pause, and what we're hoping to do is try to make people realize that in uncertain times where you have to really aggressively go at markets, that aviation is certainly key to be able to build up and get out and get to markets that are either very difficult to get to by car or don't have the service provided by the commercial airline. So, you know, that's one of the things that I think we're going to be working on this next year, is trying to make people realize, as we have done in the past when we have economic downturns, that companies that use aviation to further their business actually fare better. And we're not talking Fortune 500 companies there. We're talking about small businesses, both in the U.S. and Europe. So we've got, you know, we're glad that we have the numbers that we have, but again, because of the lead and lag nature of our business, you know, the deliveries that we've had that we're reporting here in the third quarter, again, are from orders that were placed during good economic times, and, you know, it's tougher to back out of an order these days than it was previously. Again, we're concerned about what's on the horizon for us, and it just makes it all the more important that we work hard not to be over-regulated in different regimes, whether it's in the U.S. or Europe or other parts of the world, to make sure that any type of legislation that we move forward on in the environmental front, that all the factors are brought into play. The environment's very important to everyone, but if there is an industry out there that is very much driven to reduce emissions because we don't like to waste any gas at all, we try to always fly more efficiently. That's what aviation is all about. We try to get there in the most efficient manner as possible, and each model is more efficient than it was before, and that relates directly to reduced emissions. So the marketplace drives aviation to be environmentally conscious just by the way we're designed. So we want to make sure that there's not over-regulation that comes into play in an industry that's very safe right now that could further damage what we want to do in moving forward.
Well, there's a great deal of hope, especially in the piston community, that the current tax incentives, which expire pretty much on December 31st, might have an opportunity to mollify our fourth quarter a bit from what it might have been otherwise.
We certainly hope so. We've got some good data coming in as we speak from our sales forces out in the different companies, just giving us some good anecdotal evidence of what customers are saying about their motivation to come on in and place an order. And we think it's very important, so we're hoping that the fourth quarter will look better for our piston aircraft. Across the board, you know, it's no secret. We've got layoffs going on at some of our companies because they're looking, you know, forward versus deliveries that have been made now. And these are tough choices that have to be made by an industry to make sure that we can absorb the current economic climate and not get ourselves into a bad position like some of the other manufacturing sectors have gotten themselves into.
At the same time, from a little business standpoint and from our standpoint, we see this as a perfect time for us to be making the investment to be more aggressive as a company, more aggressive in travel, more aggressive in marketing, more aggressive on the way we research stories. And as a matter of fact, within a couple of weeks, we hope to close on a new generation piston single, simply because this is what we think we need to get ahead in uncertain times. It's not an uncommon message based on some of the folks I spoke to at a VLJ conference just this week, that there are opportunities out there if people choose to treat them like that. So I would assume that's going to be a big part of the Gamma message.
Oh, you can't be more right. And if you look at it from my world as someone dealing with associations, I mean, where do we become more important? It's not when everything is good. It's when everything is such that we have to be putting our nose to the grindstone everywhere to be able to get our message across as an industry, to be able to try to find ways to incentivize people to know about aviation and what it can do to their business so that the message that what you've obviously are incorporating, that is understood by folks that right now are not familiar with aviation. And we will, you know, we're doing a lot of work in Europe now. We're stepping up our efforts over in China. And again, when the economy starts to falter is when there are also challenges and opportunities produced with this. And if you have an ability to be very mobile and agile, those are the companies and those are the economies that fare the best and get out of a recessionary times the fastest.
It would seem, though, under the circumstances, that, and to a certain extent, reiterating what you just said, that never has Gamma been more important to the general aviation industry. So, in other words, you got a big, big plate ahead of you, don't you?
Well, we do, and we have. I think there is not a better time for the entire aviation industry to coalesce around a lot of different principles, because whether we like it or not, our interests are tied a lot with the airline's interests. And if, you know, we want to make sure that the airlines get out of this thing healthy, and we want to come out of this in a healthy state. And when you look at challenges to us, such whether it's in the tax arena or in the environmental arena, we are all in this together. And if there was ever a time that we would want the industry to coalesce around some common principles, you know, get the FAA reauthorization bill accomplished, get ourselves a consolidated position up at ICAO that we can go ahead and put forward some environmental positions that we would hope that would be adopted across, you know, in the ICAO forum across the planet, not just have each country or groups of country impose their own type of taxation that doesn't feed back and allow people to get more, you know, more efficient and reduce emissions, I think are all things that become very, very important to us. Within the GA realm, you know, as AOPA transitions and we go into a whole new administration here in the U.S., we're all going to be working hard to join together to have, you know, a common face, a common front with the new transportation secretary, the new FAA administrator, and a lot of new staff at the FAA and some of the other agencies that really impact us. And there, this is a time when, you know, it would be busy if it was just an economic downturn, but we're talking an economic downturn coupled with brand new officials throughout the executive branch of government and a lot of new faces up on Capitol Hill as well. So we have our work cut out for us.
We'll be back in a moment for more with ANN's Jim Campbell and Gamma's Pete Bunce. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Do you feel stimulated? Hey, that's why Congress passed the Economic Stimulus Act of 2008, so loyal Americans like yourself would feel stimulated to help rev up the economy by spending money on important stuff like new Garmin avionics. We're talking potential tax incentives, bonus depreciation up to 50% in first-year cost allowances for qualified business use equipment purchases. See your tax advisor for guidance and your Garmin dealer for one whale of a stimulus package. It's almost like your patriotic duty, huh? Garmin, follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Pete Bunce, president of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, about the industry's third quarter performance and, more important, where things go from here.
Do you have any inclination on two fronts? One, whether or not there may be any continuation of the current tax incentive plan, and two, any inkling whatsoever on how the Obama administration really is going to react to the aviation world?
I wish I had a better crystal ball on both of those. It is, you know, there's no secret that we're in discussions with people up on the Hill, but we're still trying to get the complexion of what the next stimulus package, if we have one, will look like. And obviously there are some differences between the House and Senate. There's some differences between the Congress and the current administration, and we don't exactly know what the Obama administration has in mind for a stimulus package. So many things are in flux right now. I wish I could tell. And then when you get to, you know, we're hearing names surface for different cabinet positions and for potential administrators, but again, we aren't here. They haven't come to us yet for, and I don't think any of my other GA brethren from the associations yet with any kind of vetting or trying to find out on potential names. So we're hoping that this is high on the priority list. I am concerned that with the difficulties that there is in the Highway Trust Fund right now, that sucks away a lot of the energy or takes a lot of attention away from what we have to do in aviation in this country. And I'm hoping that aviation will be at least a familiarity with aviation will be a prerequisite for picking someone to lead the Department of Transportation, because there's all forms of transportation are important, but I think the infrastructure that we have in the aviation world is one that needs some attention right now, and we've got to get our arms around this.
If you had to put your arms around the targets and agendas that you have for the foreseeable future and kind of put it in a ranking list, what would you consider to be GAMA's most pressing opportunities, jobs, targets, whatever it needs to do to be able to see this industry through whatever hard times are ahead?
Well, I think if I had to look at and try to rank them all, it's the perception of aviation and general aviation as one of the purview of the wealthy is one that we have to just get people to realize what is the reality. The reality is 50%, over 50% of the flight time flown by piston aircraft in this nation are flown for business purposes. These are not the Fortune 500 companies. These are small businesses using aviation to expand their business, which directly relates to jobs. And if there is one thing that we have to do all together in general aviation is we have got to get this mindset erased about this class warfare, that everybody that flies general aviation is, you know, a Fortune 500 CEO. And that's just so far from reality. And that's not where we are really seeing the utility of the aircraft in a great transformational role as we do down in the small business sector. And that's where I think Europe has found a great utility in the aircraft. Russia's found utility there, and we're hoping that with further easing of airspace restrictions in China, that the Chinese see the utility of general aviation to be able to go ahead and further their economic best interests. And so I think that perception and being able to tell the real story of how aviation is used is very high on our list. There's a lot of very, very important regulation that is going to take place in Europe in 2009 that is very high on our radar screen that we are very involved with. The GAMA staff is traveling quite a bit over to Cologne and Brussels, has been the last couple weeks. And again, we've got two of our VPs on the road over to Europe next week, because I think that is extremely important. And then establishing the relationships with the new U.S. administration in the executive branch, reaching out to Congress because we have a lot of new faces there, and then trying to go ahead and take all the intense work and negotiations that were done in the last Congress and not start from scratch, but to actually take the work that was done in the last Congress and try to quickly conclude a reauthorization bill so we can focus on more important things, like what are we going to do on the environmental front, and how are we going to be able to really make sure aviation is treated properly in any type of environmental legislation, I think becomes very, very important, and focus on the economic front as well. I certainly hope that we do not have the distractions of the food fight that we had with the airlines in the last go round. And again, I think we negotiated. GA stood up and said, we will pay more for next gen, and because we want to see the ball move forward. And I would hope that everyone could see that we had a very good compromise out there, and it's time to go get that put in the law, get it signed, and then move forward.
Well, I'll tell you what, our little company, as an example of all this, affects the livelihood of about 30 people. The plans that we have for the next year include the addition of 10 to 12, still, even in light of everything that's going on, possibly more. We don't see our ability to be able to reach those goals without the mobility, without the aggressive nature of a decent, technologically advanced aircraft, to be able to go where we need to go, when we need to be there, to not have the problems that we've had continuously with airline travel and all the delays and costs associated. So to us, you know, once again, this is the time. We're hoping that conditions will improve, obviously, with the news today of Eclipse problems again and paychecks that are apparently not going to be honored for the moment and more layoffs and a lot of belt tightening. It seems like a tough time, but at the same time, there just seem to be opportunities here that with your help and with the help of a number of other associations, we can get ahead despite everything that's happening.
I sure hope so, Jim. And, you know, the cost of fuel is coming down. Last weekend down in Texas, I think I paid around $3.70 or $3.69 a gallon for Avgas. I was very encouraged by that. So prices are starting to drop there. Hopefully we'll see them drop a little bit more and or a lot more. It would be great to be able to get people back out flying even more and whether it's for pleasure or business to get back in the air, because you know when I'm down the dumps and something's getting me down, the best thing I could do is jump in an airplane, because boy, it sure makes me feel good when I'm flying an airplane and you tend to forget about all your troubles and really just enjoy, you know, what a great opportunity it is to be up there flying. So, and you know that just as well as I do. So it's you know, with anything there are opportunities produced with challenges, and I, you know, a lot of people have called it a perfect storm, and there's a lot of bad economic news out there, and hopefully we will know how to react to this, and we have learned how to react to it better than what we did the last time in the early part of the decade when we had an economic downturn. And if it's not too deep and it's not too long, I think we'll weather this very well.
Well, the general aviation world has never been of a greater value. It's never offered nearly as technologically innovative a product line as it does now, and it's never been able to work as fast on its feet as it does at the present time. With your leadership and the rest of the industry, we're hoping that we'll get past this speed bump and beyond to bigger and better things.
Well, thanks, Jim, and I think you guys play a very, very valuable role, because having the folks that care about our industry be able to hear and see what's happening within the industry, even if they can't make it out to some of the great events aviation events, but they can see it, listen to it, and actually be plugged into the process and then provide their input. I think that is extremely valuable, and you do a great service to our industry with what you guys are doing there.
Well, we sure appreciate it, but frankly, we're just following your lead and the other leadership that's out there. They're, the one thing I find so hopeful about this business, both with what we've had over the last couple of years and where we're going forward, the leadership in general and business aviation has never been as good as it is right now.
There are a lot of people that just have a passion about it, and that's why I think it's fun. You know, you can go and, you know, bad economic times like this, like, you know, you and I were together over at AOPA, but you get to see your friends, and generally people in aviation are optimists, and it's good to be around people that are optimistic about life, that love life, love to get everything out of it, and I think that's why we're all in this business, because you love the people in it.
Well, amen to that. Pete, we thank you very much for your time. We're looking forward to, better times ahead and getting past the rocky roads where they occur, and seeing how Gamma steps up to the plate over the coming months and years to put this industry back on track.
Oh, thanks a lot, Jim.
You can learn more about Gamma at www.gama.aero. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.